Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the lines.
We got listen to me.
Squid Billy in Dallas, Georgia. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, other squid.
Sir.
When it comes to airplanes and airports, the stand-up comedian Brian Regan has a great bit on that whole situation. I would YouTube it, give it a listen. He's hilarious, one of my favorites.
Love it.
When it comes to the Falcons, you know, I will be happy with going 500 in this last stretch, yeah. Getting a winning season under the belt. I wanted 11 wins coming into this season. I think that's still possible, but it's going to be hard work to do that, but I'm still pleased with the team. Obviously, some disappointments along the way, but pleased overall. Love the show, you guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
I think I'm right there. I think with what I saw this past weekend, I would be pleased with 500. I would have had my sights set higher. Specifically, if you could have beat the Saints, it would feel different. But I think you look at this last stretch and just beat the teams you're supposed to and stay in a fight with teams that should be tough games.
Yeah, dude. I think 10 wins wins the division. I know that everybody's talking about Tampa's getting somewhat healthy and they've got a weak schedule. Still the NFL. You still got to play games. Weird things happen. Go get 10 wins and see where the pieces fall. That's you need to win. You need to go 4-2 in this 6-game stretch.
It's tough.
It is going to be tough, but guess what? That's what you got to do. You got to do it. You got to make the playoffs.
Let's go back to the lines. We have Ramil waiting on us. Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Not much. I got a wake-up call for the defensive line, man. Sometimes watching the game when we're on defense, like watching 7-on-7 drills. Mm. It's kind of horrible to watch this time. I'm hoping these last games that he's go 500.
Oh, man. You're so spot on, man. And I think that we've had this conversation, and it's like I'm the last person, I feel like, and we talk about this, I'm the last person on this radio station who wants to ever talk about effort. Like, effort is such a, I don't know why, but effort gets me, right? Effort is one of those things that just gets in my crawl when people say, well, they're not giving good effort. It just feels like that at times. And we talked about the screen game yesterday from Denver and the lack of ability from our defense line to retrace their steps and get out into the flat and make plays. A lot of times that's effort. I think that's why you've seen, and we saw it a couple weeks ago, that's why you've seen D'Angelo Malone get on the field a little bit more, right? That's why you've seen, and due to injuries, Brandon Dorlus get in the rotation. It's clear to me that Raheem wants effort from that position right now, and I don't know that we're getting it at maximum to the maximum extent at all times.
All right, let's go to DJ on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing. Good, good, good. Hey, me and my wife recently just went up to Blue Ridge and saw the statue of Early Squid Billy up there, and she's very happy about that.
Yes! I love it.
I think that the Falcons need to, because of the age of, pretty much the average age of every Falcons player, grew up watching Denzel Washington being Coach Boone and leading the Titans to a state championship. Why don't they just hire Denzel to come in there and give the team a pep talk? I think that this is the time to do that on the bye week and really rally the troops to the end of the year. Thanks, guys.
You know, it's funny. I was telling that story the other day to Bo about how when Rise Up, I'm drawing a blank.
Samuel L.
When Samuel L. was brought in to do the Rise Up live in person, that nobody even knew what was going on. Like, they were like, man, this is really going to get the crowd going. And they tried to hide him in a security jacket and walk into midfield. And, like,
I remember
it was too hidden. People were like, why is the security guard on the big screen yelling, Rise Up? And it was like, nobody even caught on to it. So, I don't know that Denzel would crack a difference.
Can Denzel, Coach Boone, bring his DC with him and we blitz all night? And they'll remember the night they played the Falcons instead of the Titans, you know?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.